Community Radio.
Turn it up
and embrace the nonsense.
Hey Kingston, it's Bahamas and you're listening to CFRC.
The radio show that helps you relax and unwind after a busy day. Ah! Raccoon Radio Show with Gino Alash. Hard rock and heavy metal. Every Tuesday from 8 to 10 p.m. on CFRC 101.9 FM, Kingston, Ontario, Canada. Stay heavy.
Hey man, we're in a matchup, and you're listening to CFRC
101.9 FM,
Kingston University, baby.
CFRC is stoked to partner with KPP Concerts on an awesome summer lineup. On June 27th, be sure to catch Long Range Hustle and Psychobilly Legends Reverend Horton Heat on June 28th. On July 3rd, check out alt country legend Fred Eaglesmith, followed by folk punk legend Billy Bragg on July 5th. Emo is alive and well on July 8th with Arms Length and Mo Kenny come to town on July 9th. Hip-hop pioneer Souls of Mischief are here on July 21st, and we'll get some hardcore action with Spaced on July 23rd. Almond Monica brings Arabic Jazz to Kingston on August 7th, and finally, August 9th, you can see Lucero Ben Nichols. For tickets and full information on these and other awesome shows, visit kppconcerts.com.
Well, hey, how are you doing? It's Tuesday. I'm Jonathan Whitford, and this is Coasting. Well, I'm really glad you're along for the ride today. I've been digging through a ton of new music this week, and I can't wait to share it. There's lots of great stuff, including fresh tracks from Daisy Garland, John Fraser Finley, and the Hutch Rabbits. Over in Winnipeg, we've got something from Peter Harder. Let's check out some new Strawberry Punch. There's also some nice new music from Nolan Hubbard, and we'll hear a brand new single from T.R. Kingston. So ahead in the show, I'll tell you about a FIFA scavenger hunt. But for right now, check out two songs that talk about places where we spend our time. So stick around for all that more right here in Coasting, radio that loves mysteries because we're big fans of Hidden Tracks.
Si un jour on voyait la fin.
unearthed when you die. I can only wait, cruising through the day. What can I do? If this is true, then I'll do nothing at all. It's true. I think I best do nothing at all. Thread the needle and relax. Travel cool on camelback. Hear a flash flooding on Heartland Lake. Well, we needed the rain. I can only wait, leave it up to fate before I go. I can only wait, cruising through the day. What can I do? If this is true,
thanks so much for joining me here today on Coasting. Our show is recorded and produced at Radio Western on the campus of Western University in London, Ontario. Our Coasting theme song is courtesy 10 Faye from their album Future Perfect, Present Tense. Well, Waiting Room by Common Fires is a single from their album 19, a meticulously arranged art folk pop project by Kelowna, BC singer-songwriter Caleb McAlpine with vocals from Ash Foster. Waiting Room is one of McAlpine's most poignant pieces, a meditation on privilege and the moral fog of comfort. And before that, Francophone artist Benoit Pinier just sent me two new singles, each with a great backstory. He tells me he wrote Le Café de la Grande Fosse to pay tribute to the courage and perseverance of the people of Grande Fosse in France, who saved the last small café in the village with patronage and live music. Well, Daisy Garland blends traditional country-western punk with experimental underground. Their songs frequently cover surreal, dark, and historical topics. Here's Palomino on Coasting.
Through a valley slide, we all go. It's Coasting with Jonathan Whitford.
The unintended consequence of always leaving unaddressed that all the things that I find hateful are all the things that serve me best.
Entropy is a 2026 single released by the Toronto electronic duo AD79, made up of Tim Knight and Russell S. Bandcamp describes the song as simply about entropy. They've got a passion for the sounds and optimism of the 80s, with a good sense of retro-leaning synth pop and polished electronic edge. And prior to that, Palomino is one of Daisy Garland's most evocative pieces, a dusty, surreal frontier vision that blends cosmic country, mythic Americana, and apocalyptic tenderness. The Vancouver Project is essentially the recording alias of E.S. Peters, who writes, sings, and performs most of the instrumentation. Au Corps Nu by Flavie is up next. It's a track from her EP Bouture, released earlier this month.
Chaud de frétille.
Jonathan Whitford.
There's a snake in the boot you're licking, it's eating itself. There's a price that you pay for it, ring the Liberty Bell. There's a man in the files you know, but you won't ever tell. 'Cause if the tree doesn't make a sound, then the tree never fell. You buried it past the property line. All the secrets you can't admit, making home in the pines. There's no sin that you won't commit when the law's on your side. And there's a good chance we'll all forget by tomorrow's headline. What's it like to be lawless in a land without truth? $1 billion made a god of you. There's a dog whistle in the wind and it drowns with the cries. Pack a dog sleeping in the den, hoping you'll let him lie. They got henchmen who roam the streets and they'll kill in the light. Got their loans paid a Glock 19 and our fear gets them high. What's it like to be lawless in a land without truth? $55,000 made a pawn out of you. Was a bird singing in the mines and it's finally gone quiet. We ignored all its warning signs, thought our luck was worth trying. A waste of time when the boss is compliant. Now the mockingbird laughs and the canary lays dying.
Well, Lawless is the opening track of Mallory Chipman's 2026 two-song digital single Lawless, Addixon, released earlier in June. Lawless is a furious, tightly written folk protest song that takes aim at corruption, power, and the erosion of truth. And ahead of that, Corps Nu by Flavie is a new single translated as Naked Body. This nature-soaked, memory-driven folk piece is rooted in Quebec imagery, grounding the narrator in a landscape that holds a family history and emotional refuge. Well, Marianne Cuisineau is up next. Her new single, Elle a dit, centers on courage and quiet perseverance.
Elle a dit, c'est par où la sortie. Elle a mis sa peau dans un taxi. C'est comme ça, choisir, c'est simple et ça l'est pas. Déchire des petits bouts de toi. Respire, respire sous la pluie. Coin Roi et Saint-Denis. Elle a dit, je vais descendre ici. On a beau courir, tout nous rattrapera. Chavire, tant que la vie est là. Respire, 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 ça ira. Inspiration, elle a essoré son chignon, elle a cogné pour pas s'enfuir. Elle a dit, j'ai un peu pris la pluie. Elle a ri, c'est fou comme elle a ri. On va tous mourir, alors embrasse-moi, soupire et prends-moi dans tes bras. Respire, 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 ça ira. Elle a passé la main sur sa joue, la pluie avait un drôle de goût, toute la mer dans un sourire. On va tous mourir, alors embrasse-moi, soupire, prends-moi dans tes bras. Respire, respire, on va tous mourir. Prends-moi dans tes bras, respire, respire, respire.
D is an opening track and one of the emotional pillars of Marianne Cousineau's new album Présence. It's a calm song built around her signature upright bass presence and co-written with Annie Granger. You'll find the track in the full album released earlier this month. Well, it's time for a quick break, but stay with us, and we're back. I'll tell you about the shrimp and the bees. And until then, here's something new from Scott Cook. There Is a River is the first single from his new album Troubadourly Yours. The song uses a river as a spiritual metaphor, carrying us forward whether we understand its destination or not.
My daddy's dog was an emboldened retriever. If you horsed around, he'd chase you, grab the hat right off your head. Granddad said he was a genius, and he'd make you a believer. One time he said, "Pal, go get my slippers." And Pal did just what he said. And when he was old and blind and moaning, and the vet said, "There's no use," Granddad sat and watched him sleeping, thinking about what he had to do. Pal was yipping and running down in his dreams so deep. That old pup was chasing bunnies in his sleep. There is a river shining in the sun, sleeping in the tall grass, laughing as it runs, and we'll all be delivered. I can't say what that means, but there is a river, there's a river in dreams. My grandma was steadfast, faithful all her life. Used to pray she'd be a good girl, kneeling by her bed. Became a one-room schoolhouse teacher, a mother and a wife. But when all her work was over, she began to lose care home, not hearing the TV. Her fingers tracing careful lines across a page we couldn't see, like it was the words of her shepherd who laid his life down for his sheep. She was reading her devotions in her sleep. There is a river shining in the sun, sleeping in the tall grass, laughing as it runs, and we'll all be delivered. I can't say what that means, but there is a river, there's a river in dreams. My great-grandpa built this house when he got back from World War I, using only salvaged lumber and rusty nails he'd straightened out. Never complained about the farm work, but he loved when it was done. In those days, every creek in the pastures was swimming with trout. And like he insisted on driving, even when he was going blind, cause he had every twist and turn of those back roads in his mind. In dreams his hands relived the habits that the old man couldn't keep, moving just like he was tying flies in his sleep. There is a river shining in the sun, sleeping in the tall, runs, and we'll all be delivered. I can't say what that means, but there is a river, there's a river in dreams. There is a river in dreams.
It's Coasting, and I'm Jonathan Whitford. While honeybees and shrimp are being vaccinated in a growing effort to protect important agricultural species from costly diseases. Unlike humans and other vertebrates, insects and shrimp do not have adaptive immune systems. However, researchers have found that invertebrates can pass immune protection to their offspring through inherited biological changes. The honeybee vaccine helps protect against American foulbrood, a disease that kills bee larvae. Researchers say successful vaccines can reduce the need for antibiotics and improve the health of valuable agricultural species. Galan Animal Health plans to begin field trials for the shrimp vaccine in Southeast Asia as it seeks regulatory approval. Well, speaking of a little extra help, here's the Dubois with Utility on Coasting.
Thank you.
Strong Enough is a new digital single by Toronto songwriter John Fraser Finley, released June 1st as part of his album Perfect Storm. Fraser is a Toronto-based Juno-nominated guitarist, vocalist, pianist, and producer, known for his hybrid sound that blends rhythm and blues, funk, jazz rock, and swamp soul. And prior to that, Du Bois are a duo out of Vancouver who just sent me a new single called Utility. They keep leaning into that bright creator pop energy built on hooks, humor, and everyday life metaphors. Okunle is a Nigerian-born, Toronto-based singer-songwriter, multi-instrumentalist, and producer whose work blends folk, soul, and West African storytelling. Here's So Dear on Coasting.
We should play as the story goes from me not to the book. The voice is strong and my soul is yearning to keep living free. Lately I pray for strength to fight the tendrils of fear. I will shed my fears and worries like my happiness is not only in my dreams, but in living them. Lately I pray for love to help me through my fears. The fact that I know I'll die someday helps me to live today at the best. These are the values I hold. So
Coasting with Jonathan Whitford.
Thank you. running.
Sly and cunning,
sly and cunning.
Well, River Swill is a single by Nova Scotian roots rock band The Lookout Tower, and that was released in March. They lean into Canadiana on River Swill, a slow-rolling banjo and guitar-driven single that's backroads grit, bootleg imagery, and the signature East Coast storytelling pulse. And ahead of that, Toronto singer-songwriter Quinlay blends West African warmth with Canadian folk on So Dear, a standout from his 2026 album The Journey. Recorded at Catherine North Studio and co-produced with Will Cran, it features rich vocals, a bright bass, and a slide guitar shaping its gentle, reflective pull. Well, it's about time we played a brand new tune from our friends Linda Jean and Kid Kane. Let's check out this great country tune called Ride 'Em High on Thursday.
I was riding on the range, looking for a change. Life had been drifting on. Me and my horse were clip-clopping along, singing out a country song. Singing a whole new song. Ride 'em high. Knew this would last, casting shadows of our musical lives. So buckle up, baby, got that soul that can save me. Giddy up, we're gonna rock it tonight. Heaven sent, in a dark room you turned on the light. Like a flame that's ignited, my heart was excited by a wrong that strangely felt right. When I should have said no, what do you know? I said yes instead. A strange deep connection was so unexpected, and now you've gone straight to my head.
Well, I think you waited, ain't been alone. The way that you move your groove got me let this pie fly. When you know you feel it, you want it, you bring it, you got it so hot it's making me tremble and shake inside. Oh yeah, like the magic and the mystery, so electric electricity. Tasty as a pumpkin pie. Yes, let's buckle up, baby. Got a
that's all they can say. Giddy up, we're gonna rock it tonight. Yeah!
Ride 'em
high.
Wandering Footprint is a contemporary folk song by Vancouver Island singer-songwriter Rob Filo, released in multiple versions as part of his 2026 Triptych single project. He tells us the track is designed to evoke stillness and reflection. And before that, Ride 'em High is a brilliant new collaboration between Alberta's Lyndon Jean and Toronto's Kid Kane, engineered by guitarist, vocalist, producer John Teal. Lyndon tells me the story is a tribute to her father in his battle with cancer. When she saw him struggling with pain to get on his horse, she said, "He's the toughest cowboy she's ever seen." Well, our good friend T.R. Kingston is up next. He's got a great song just out now called "Everybody Out." Let's give it a spin on Coasting.
Everybody out right now. I see. Down.
Well, solo actor T.R. Kingston out of Peterborough just sent me his new single, Everybody Out. T.R. Kingston is a singer, songwriter, producer, and performer with a kaleidoscope of inspirations and a wide-ranging love of music and sound. Well, after the break, I'll tell you how to search for some missing World Cup beavers, and it's probably not what you think. But for now, let's spin All the Same, a track by the Hutch Rabbits, released early in June. You'll find the song as part of the Halifax Twee Rockers album, Lost Summer. It's Coasting, and I'm Jonathan Whitford. Well, thousands have already flocked to Toronto to catch a glimpse of the beaver sculpture nicknamed Doug as part of the World Cup-themed contest.